complaints at 52,784. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Leeds Center in Lawrence Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. A little Grieg to get things started in the noon hour. Prelude to Edvard Grieg's Holberg Suite, performed there by the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra, led by Howard Henson, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. The classics continue on as we get into the afternoon hours. This noon hour brings us Symphony No. 72 by Franz Joseph Haydn, along with Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Variations for Oboe and Military Band, all in just a little bit. Thanks for being on hand here on a Thursday afternoon. Andre Previn and the Vienna Philharmonic. I've got our next performance. A few samples from the final opera written by Richard Strauss in 1942. An opera known as Capriccio, which featured a wealthy countess and a group of theater people. At the heart of this opera was a simple question about which was the greater art, poetry or music. We'll hear Introduction and Moonlight from Capriccio. Here's the Vienna Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. That's by Richard Strauss from his final opera, written in 1942, Capriccio. We heard Introduction and Moonlight, played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Andre Previn, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now almost 12:25, and still to come is the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra, joining us in just about 10 minutes' time with Symphony No. 72 by Franz Joseph Haydn. We've got that and much more for you as the afternoon unfolds. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And at the moment on the KU campus, it's 87 degrees and on our way to a high of 90 today. We'll have occasional cloudy skies, and we do have a 40% chance of showers, looks like, for this afternoon. Our best chances are expected mainly after 3 p.m. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and low of 72. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 90, lows in the mid-70s on Friday night. Music for oboe and piano next on KPR from composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, who was a Russian composer, of course, but also a Russian naval officer, and in the late 19th century he wrote these Variations for Oboe and Military Band. We'll hear them played by Ivan Paisov, oboist, and Natalie Sherbakova on piano on Kansas Public Radio. Playing oboe, Ivan Paisov, and at piano, Natalie Sherbakova. The Variations for Oboe and Military Band by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:35. NPR News awaits us at the top of the hour. We've got classical music till 3 this afternoon, and this evening we've got Classics Live at 7 p.m. Tonight's program is opening night from this summer's Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, with Haydn and Brahms' Second Symphonies, also a viola concerto by Karl Stamitz. Excitement awaits us Thursday night, tonight at 7 p.m., Classics Live. Tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. And speaking of a Haydn symphony, we've got one for you right now. Antal Doradi conducts the Hungarian Philharmonic. We'll open up the big book of symphonies by Haydn. We have one here completed in 1765, Symphony number 72 in D, on Kansas Public Radio. Franz Josef Haydn's 72nd Symphony in D, played by the Hungarian Philharmonic, led by Antal Doradi, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m. now. The next hour of classical music has got quite a few delights, such as a beautiful Spanish piano trio from Torino and Mendelssohn's famous Hebrides Overture. That and much more on the way. Stay with us if you can, here on Kansas Public Radio.
With America.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can bundle and customize their home and auto insurance in one place with the goal of protecting what matters most. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Franz Schubert. We listen to a serenade of his for cello and orchestra, played by the Royal Philharmonic, Charles Rosenkrantz conducting. Christine Jackson was our cellist here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. Coming up is the Lincoln Trio, with a Spanish piano trio work by Joaquin Turina. The Vienna Philharmonic will be along as well. And they've got Mendelssohn's famous concert overture, the Hebrides Overture, or Fingal's Cave. More wonderful classical music is on the way. Thanks for stopping by today on Kansas Public Radio. I think you'll enjoy what we have next. It's a lively English ballet suite from 1925, music by the composer Roger Quilter. This one centers around a rascally Falstaff-like figure thumbing his nose at high society. This is a suite from The Rake, the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra with conductor Adrian Leeper. They got the performance next on KPR. That's from 1925, an English ballet suite called The Rake by composer Roger Quilter. Adrian Leeper and the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony with the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. 1:20 now, and stay with us for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, joining us a bit later on in the hour with Felix Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture, still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, offering tickets for the 2026-27 season. American Icons, celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary, Bernstein to Gershwin and more. Details at topekasymphony.org. And the LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. On the KU campus right now, 89 degrees, highs today around 90. And for this afternoon, a 40% chance of showers, expected mainly after 3 p.m. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and low at 72. For tomorrow, looks like it'll again be sunny with a high of 91. We have a performance next by the Lincoln Trio, and it's music by Spanish composer Joaquin Turina. A piano trio in F major, one that he wrote in 1904 during his time studying music in Paris. This was a piano trio that was early in Turina's output and was lost for several decades until it turned up in 1999. Piano trio in F major, here's the Lincoln Trio on Kansas Public Radio. A Spanish piano trio, composed in 1904 and was subsequently lost for quite a while until being rediscovered back in 1999. Piano trio in F major by Joaquin Turina, played this afternoon by the Lincoln Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Where there is just about 10 minutes until our next NPR News update, Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday afternoon. You know, every dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every gift matters. $5 a month here, $10 there. The occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works at KPR. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the largest share of our income. That's why your sustaining gift now is so important. Become a sustainer today at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. Next up is the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. They've got a famous concert overture written by Felix Mendelssohn around the year of 1829 while he was taking the same European trip that would inspire both his Italian and Scottish symphonies. While off the coast of Scotland's Hebridean Islands, he happened upon the basalt sea cave known as Fingal's Cave, a site that was said to once be the location of ancient Scottish kingdom. The sight of that inspired Mendelssohn to writing the following concert overture, the Hebrides Overture. We'll hear the Vienna Philharmonic conductor Christian Thielemann next on KPR. Felix Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture, played by the Vienna Philharmonic, led by conductor Christian Thielemann on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned for NPR News. We have some Mozart awaiting us in the next hour, the Third Violin Concerto, and the energetic Sinfonia India by Carlos Chavez. That and more still to come.
How do you...
Hear that interview and all the latest news on All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live for news.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Before we continue with more classical music, some developments in the last few minutes from the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill to let you know about. A flash flood warning has been issued for southwestern Jackson County in west central Missouri. This is in effect until 6 p.m. tonight. A few minutes ago, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across southwest Jackson County. Between half an inch and 2.5 inches of rain have fallen, and 1 to 3 inches an hour, and rainfall rates are expected to continue in this area, leading to flash flooding caused by thunderstorms of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage in low-lying areas. It's affecting Kansas City, Lee Summit, Raytown, and Unity Village. Flash flood warning for southwestern Jackson County until 6 p.m. this evening. Use great caution while driving out there. Never attempt to cross flooded areas in your vehicle. Between now and 2:30, a strong thunderstorm is going to affect southeastern Miami and western Cass counties. Here, Doppler radar is tracking a strong thunderstorm near Fontana, near Lisine, moving north at 20 miles an hour. 50-mile-an-hour winds with this storm affecting Drexel, Fontana, and New Lancaster. Strong thunderstorm for southeastern Miami and western Cass counties until 2:30 p.m. Until 4:30 p.m., a flood advisory for northeastern Miami, northwestern Cass County, and southwestern Jackson County. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio for any developing weather information. Here's more classical music on KPR. I apologize for the quality of that recording. Seems to have been corrupted in the transfer process. We were listening there to the Tapiola Symphony and Beethoven's Triumphal March from Tarpeia. I apologize again for the quality of that recording. Shouldn't affect the rest of classical music for this 2 p.m. hour. An hour where we'll hear a bit later Marcel Grandjeanet's Rhapsody for Harp and the energetic Sinfonia India by Carlos Chavez here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand. Before we continue, just a recap of the weather information that I just passed along to you. A flash flood warning is in effect for southwestern Jackson County until 6 p.m. Southwestern Jackson County in west central Missouri. Quite a bit of rainfall has occurred in that area and is expected to continue, leading to flash flooding of small creeks, streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, and other poor drainage and low-lying areas. These storms affecting Kansas City, Lee, Summit, Raytown, and Unity Village at the moment. A flash flood warning until 6 p.m. for southwestern Jackson County. Until 2:30, it also looks like strong thunderstorms, not quite severe, but strong indeed, are impacting southeastern Miami and western Cass counties. Until 2:30, Doppler radar here tracking a strong thunderstorm near Fontana, near Lisine, moving north at 20 miles per hour. This is affecting Drexel, Fontana, and New Lancaster. Heavy winds, rain, and winds up to 50 miles an hour indicated with these strong storms. And until 4:30, a flood advisory is in effect for Johnson County in east central Kansas, northeastern Miami, northwestern Cass, and southwestern Jackson County. For those areas, quite a bit of rainfall occurring right now. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio. We'll keep you updated on any breaking severe weather information. As we do so, we've got Mozart, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, with Pinchas Zukerman as conductor and violinist next in Violin Concerto No. 3 in G on KPR. Pinchas Zukerman in that recording as conductor and violinist with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra with Mozart's Third Violin Concerto on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu. And Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artero with Susan Hancock, bringing the Golden Age of Jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at MacellisOnline.com. Before we continue, here's the latest that we have from the National Weather Service. A flash flood warning is in effect for southwestern Jackson County in west central Missouri. That's in effect until 6 p.m. Some heavy rainfall in the last few minutes for that area has led to flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas, affecting Kansas City, Lee's Summit, Raytown, and Unity Village. Flash flood warning until 6 this evening for southwestern Jackson County in west central Missouri. Use extreme caution while out driving and never attempt to cross flooded areas in your vehicle. We have until 4:30 p.m. flood advisories in effect for Johnson County, northeastern Miami County, northwestern Cass County, and southwestern Jackson County. Heavy rainfall affecting Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Independence, Lee's Summit, Shawnee, Lenexa, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Gardner, Merriam, Harrisonville, Mission, and Paola. If you're in any of those areas, be advised a flood advisory in effect until 4:30 for heavy rainfall affecting Johnson County, northeastern Miami County, northwestern Cass County, and southwestern Jackson County until 4:30 p.m. Until 5 p.m., flood advisory in effect for northeastern Linn County, southeastern Miami County, northwestern Bates, and western Cass County. Heavy rainfall expected to continue for those areas until 5 p.m. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio for any breaking severe weather information. We'll pass it along right to you. Listening to harpist Judy Lohman there with a rhapsody for our by French composer Marcel Grandjeanet here on Kansas Public Radio. Just a little over 15 minutes until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. A flash flood warning continues in effect for southwestern Jackson County and west central Missouri till 6 p.m. this evening. Heavy rainfall in this area has led to the issuing of a flash flood warning of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, and other poor drainage and low-lying areas, affecting Kansas City, Lee's Summit, Raytown, and Unity Village. A flash flood warning for southwestern Jackson County in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. Until 4:30 p.m., a flood advisory in effect for Johnson County in east central Kansas, as well as northeastern Miami County, northwestern Cass, and southwestern Jackson County in Missouri, affecting Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Independence, Lee's Summit, Shawnee, Lenexa, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Gardner, Merriam, Harrisonville, Mission, and Paola. Flood advisory for Johnson County, northeastern Miami, northwestern Cass, and southwestern Jackson County until 4:30. Until 5 p.m., flood advisory for northeastern Linn, southeastern Miami, northwestern Bates, and western Cass County. We're going to leave you with the London Symphony Orchestra and conductor Eduardo Mata with the energetic Sinfonia India, Symphony No. 2, by Carlos Chavez on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 2, Sinfonia India, by Carlos Chavez, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Eduardo Mata, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 3 p.m. All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. Tonight, Classics Live is at 7 p.m., followed by more music from 8 to 9. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll have an update of the weather in just a moment here on KPR. Support for All Things Considered comes from Richard Porter, helping to bring NPR News, KPR Statehouse news coverage, and classical music to KPR listeners in eastern Kansas and western Missouri. The time is 3 o'clock.